Okay, this is the Marysville School District Board of Education regular monthly meeting of May 23rd, 2011. Can I have a roll call, please?
Mr. Mady.
Here.
Mrs. Greer.
Here.
Ms. Freundberg.
Here.
Mr. Lassiter.
Here.
Okay, Mr. Fraker is absent. Could you please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Okay, next up is the agenda. We have an addenda that should be four items on your agenda.
No high point.
No high point in the legislative report? Okay. Take those two off. So mark high point and legislative report off of there, please. And there's four items on there. If there's no questions or comments, I need a motion to approve the agenda with the addenda, please.
Yes, I have an addenda with two items, and then I got an addenda.
The two out.
Two came in late this afternoon.
Two came in late. It's one with four. 26 to 29.
All right, I'm okay.
Make sense?
I'm good.
You want to move to accept it then?
I move to accept the agenda. I'll second.
Moved and second. Roll call, please.
Mr. Freudenberg.
Yes.
Mr. Lassiter.
Yes.
Mr. Mady.
Yes.
Mrs. Greer.
Yes.
Okay, motion carries. And if there's anybody out there who'd like to address the board tonight, I think we have forms over there. And when we get to public participation, that will be your opportunity to do so. Next up, then, is Employee of the Month.
Got a beanie and a mandel, burger.
There they are.
I see him sitting back there. Come on up here, I'll rest over there. These are, Deb is our Employee of the Month for April, and Amanda is our Employee of the Month for May. Both work here in this building. Actually, Deb is our health consultant, health nurse, and at the middle school level, she gets a lot of customers, without question. So, yeah, she's busy. So, but she does an incredible job for us, serves a lot of needs, 850-plus kids in this building, significant health issues and special needs issues, and she just does an amazing job for us, so we appreciate all you do. And Amanda is a middle school Amanda is our middle school special education aide in this building and has done an incredible job for us. I hear about her work, and it's always a good thing. That's the way I wince when somebody says, I heard your name the other day, and I kind of wince the same way as what you just did. But it's a good thing in your case. She always does and always jumps in. And again, the issues that we have on the special education side, the special needs side, are significant, and many hands do incredible work for us, and we certainly do appreciate all you do.
All right, then I move that we accept Deb Beeney and Amanda Berger as our April and May 2011 Employees of the Month.
Second.
Moved and second. Roll call.
Mr. Mady.
Yes.
Mrs. Greer.
Yes.
Ms. Freudenberg.
Yes.
Mr. Lassiter.
Yes.
Okay, motion carries. Next up,
we'll turn it over to Mrs. Tracy and Mrs. Thomas, and we'll go from there.
Thank you, Mr. Zimmerman. This is Ritter and the Marysville Board of Education. It seems like just yesterday we were here, but it's been a whole year ago. last year when we were here, our focus was on value-added data and how the admin staff did an amazing job of students in terms of growing all students in the area of reading and mathematics. So we were very excited last conversations with my friends and family who are not educators, and most of the questions were, do the kids do a lot of test prep? Do they sit and practice and practice and practice paper and pencil in order for you to achieve that rating? And I got to thinking, I think they think that's what we do. But tonight, we are going to highlight something we do and we do very well, and it's called Reader's Theater. It's a reading practice. It's a best practice that enhances fluency and comprehension. So when teachers are focused on the area of fluency and comprehension, this is a strategy that they will choose to work with children. So tonight we have Ms. Kitar, a fourth grade teacher, and she will introduce our students, and we also have Mrs. Tutak here, another fourth grade teacher. And in fourth grade, we do a lot of flexible grouping. So these are children from all fourth grade who will share the Reader's Theater tonight with you. So Angela Kitar, thank you very much. Go ahead and stand up for me. These fourth graders have been working really hard the last couple of weeks, giving up their recesses to practice for tonight. We have Fiona Weary, who will be playing Ray for Two Shoes. Dustin Diedrich will be playing Prince Albert von Hoppinger. Andrea Urban will be playing Lily Paddington, sorry. Jalen Craig will be playing our narrator. And Damian Richardson will be playing Lily's brother, Stu Paddington.
Lily Paddington loved frogs. It was that simple. She had a frog dome, a frog wristwatch, a frog toothbrush, and a frog bathroom. About the only thing Lily didn't have was a pet frog. It was time for that to change. It was a beautiful spring Saturday. Today, Lily decided she was going to catch a frog. She filled an empty jar with leaves and added a little water. She cut holes in the top for air, and as Lily and her dad were heading off to find a frog, she ran into her friend.
Hi, Rachel.
Hi, Lily. Where are you going with that jar filled with leaves?
I'm playing it because I got cold.
Yeah, why? Rather slimy. It's cool and
warm. You just know our kitchen. They have the coolest looking leaves and the cutest little pumpkins. I love pumpkins.
Personally, I love pumpkins. Suit yourself. I'll bet the pond will be filled with as cool as this pocket of frogs.
That's a great idea. If I catch two, do you want me to bring you one?
No way. Don't even joke about that.
Lily and her dad headed off toward the farm. Along the way, she ran into her older brother, Stu. He was shooting baskets.
Hi, Stu. Sis, what are you up to? How come you're walking? How come you're walking around the rest of the week? I'm planning to catch a frog. It'll make a great pet.
Please go catch a frog, sis. Frogs are hard to spot. They hide in muddy water. You find one, they quickly hop away. You can try to catch a frog, sis, but I don't think you'll have to stop.
If I catch one, I think I'll put it under your pillow.
That's not cool. Don't even joke about that.
Lily? They continued on their way to the pond. When they arrived, Lily tried to find a frog. She didn't see one anywhere. Maybe her brother was right. Frogs were hard to find. But Lily did see the oddest looking man sitting on a park bench near the pond. He was wearing a long purple robe, and on his head he wore a crown. It was friendly, but also very strange.
Who are you? I'm Prince Albert von Hoppinger, a member of the royal family of the country New Crowland. Who are you? Why are you carrying that glass jar full of leaves?
I'm Lily. I'm trying to catch a pet frog.
A frog? Oh my, frogs are the most devious creatures. They're always hopping this way and that. Now, I think maybe you would be happier with a hamster.
I don't want a pet hamster. I have my heart set on a frog.
Lily was getting hungry for a snack. She reached into her green frog backpack. She found an old, mostly empty package of chocolate kisses. There was just one left. She started to unwrap its foil package.
Hey, a chocolate kiss? Those are my favorite. I'll bet I love chocolate kisses as much as you love frogs. Can I have one?
But this is my last one.
If you'll give me that chocolate kiss, I'll teach you a trick. It is guaranteed to learn a frog.
Okay, this better be a good trick.
Prince finished unwrapping the chocolate kiss. Then he popped it into his mouth. In a flash, he was transformed into a frog. Prince Albert and Al Frog sat there plucking at his cheeks. He looked like a very friendly frog. Lily knew he would make a good pet. She picked him up and plucked him into the jar. Then she ran all the way home. Her brother Stu could not believe Lily's luck.
That's amazing. How did you manage to catch one?
It was easy. I gave a prince a kiss and then turned into a frog.
quickly, but it didn't stop the process. They continued on. And by acting out the story, the students were able to comprehend the meaning. So fluency and comprehension are the two of the five reading areas that Reader's Theater is used for to enhance the reading of the most struggling reader or the most gifted reader.
And you guys do that all year long?
All year long. It's one type of reading group. When you think of reading group back in the day, this would be one session that you would see Ms. Kuchar working on
to the curriculum that we're doing. Our theme is just fairy tales, so this is happening what we're doing at the end of the year.
Gotcha.
The one in the fall, I think, was at the picnic.
Yeah, how many times do you have to practice giving the frog a kiss? That seemed to be one I think I'd want to practice a couple times.
I think
he's
talking
to
you,
Justin. He always got the Hershey kiss. So.
Well, you guys did a great job.
Thank
you. Guys have any?
Thank you very much.
All right.
And thank you for all your hard work.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. Nice to see our tech guy showed up.
James to the rescue.
Exactly.
We'll see.
We'll see. Yeah, this is part of your job review, James. You get to keep what you got if it works.
What, do I have money?
That's right. All right, I'll let them come out. Folks, in the way back, there are seats up front here now that you want to move up and sit down here. You're welcome.
Hi, Jim.
Hopefully musical chairs will be down here in just a second. Okay. All right, next up on the agenda is public participation. Is there anyone that would like to address the board at this time? Anybody else? Yes, sir.
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
Kind of from the town hall meeting that we had regarding the taxes and everything. At that time, it was proposed, I understand the whole budget cuts and everything, but for the Marysville School District, they said that the things that they would be looking at is elimination of teachers.
Mm-hmm.
And without teachers, you can't have a good school. So that's the lifeblood of any school district. And I would like to know if you have consulted any third party in looking at the budget to find other means of cutting the budget.
No, I mean, I don't know third party. We have auditors, and I mean, we have.
Well,
we haven't hired a consultant. Is that what you? Is that what you're asking?
Consultant or someone within the county that would donate their time, a CPA, someone from private business, anybody that has a fresh set of eyes to look at the budget, where it's going.
Right. Well, we.
Okay, do you guys think about this or this or this?
We actually have a finance committee that you're sitting right next to, as a matter of fact. Yes, they have been looking at some of the, I guess what you would call the bigger ticket items off of our forecast. So yes, and they've been at it for February, January.
Last year.
Yeah.
The subcommittee's got going.
Well, yeah, I meant the subcommittee's really kind of got into it, but. I mean, yeah, we've had a finance committee for off and on over 3 years. So
it just seems strange to me that the thing that's on the board to get axed would be teachers. And I personally can't believe that that's where we should go first. It's very hard for me to believe that those are the people that we need to expel out of the school district. You know, again, I'm not saying that you guys are
The point of the matter is that there's 85% of our budget is salary. We're a more people business. So it's salaries and benefits. And that other 15%, there's only so much blood you're going to squeeze out of that turnip. And at some point, you just, you know, we still have to bus kids. You know, we still have to heat our buildings. We still have to buy fuel. I mean, there's, you know what I mean? I mean, there's, you know, we're, this district is, you know, we're Energy Star compliant across all of our buildings. And we do a lot of that stuff. We work a lot of that with that 15%. But at some point, you can't ignore that 85% any longer.
Right. You said 85% is people, right?
Correct.
So why is teachers first? Have we looked at administrative...
Well, not just... it's staff.
Administrative staff. Have we looked at other staff other than teachers? That's...
Yeah, those reductions are across the board. I mean, if you look at the folks that we're not replacing, there's custodians, there's aides. I mean, I don't have that list in front of me, but I mean, it's a...
But at that town hall, we didn't talk about any specific cuts that have been decided on.
No,
right?
I didn't.
It was more of a number of to kind of quantify the amount of money. I mean, because I know you mentioned 37 staff members every year, but I don't think that was a number that was...
Yeah, which, are you talking about the one
at
the Marysville High School, right?
Specific.
Yeah.
Yeah, the focus of the town hall meeting was around the reduction of around $1 million from the state. To react to that $1 million, I mean, basically we have very little time to do. So essentially it was a combination in order to get you there. It was a retirement incentive and also an absorption of positions. It was either that or going in and riffing positions. Because there really is very few other areas to reduce. Our salaries, you could go in and do a 20 to 25% across the board salary reduction. But that would take an awful lot of cooperation and an awful lot of doing also. So basically what we looked at was which positions can be absorbed at least for the time being. And then we'll see kind of where we are, because this came about very suddenly, very quickly for us, and to react to something that quickly from the state government, it does cause an awful lot of concern and so on as you go into that. So that's where we started. I don't particularly like it either. When we offered the retirement incentive, I thought we would absorb 6 to 7 positions. When we got the state budget,